A candle has as its purpose not to illuminate itself, but to illuminate its creation. When you see a person who is bright and cheery and sparkly, you are thinking about them perhaps as you would think of a candle. As you look at a person who is being illuminated, who is being fantastic, who is being glorious, you look at them and you say to yourself, are they illuminating themselves or are they illuminating their creation? So many people come to me and they want to say, I'm so wonderful about themselves. I'm so wonderful. I'm so fantastic. I can do all these beautiful things. I'm a great person. I'm a fantastic person. I'm a marvelous person. I'm so utterly magnificent. It's just unbelievable. And you look at that person and you say, oh, really? And immediately, the illumination that they have for themselves fades away into almost nothingness. It fades away because it is not real. It is not real. A candle has as its purpose not to illuminate itself, but its creation. What is the creation of a candle? Well, stop and think. What's the creation of yourself? Whatever you see, you're creating at the moment you're seeing it. And you cannot see it unless it is illumined. You cannot see it unless it is lighted, unless it is glowing, unless it is fantastic. But truly, this is how all life is. As a candle has as its purpose not to illuminate itself, but its creation, so you and I, all of mankind, have as our purpose and our creation to illuminate our creation. Now, what is my creation? Well, my creation is whatever I think about. And if I think about another person, that person is glorious, that person is fantastic, that person is marvelous, that person is outstanding, that person is exciting, that person is revealing in every wonderful way. And that's what I'm doing as a candle. I'm illuminating that one. Now, I don't have to say how perfect I am, because I am number one, and I am perfect, and I am ideal, and every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I live according to the ideal that I am. And now, if I live according to the ideal that I am, then that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's what I am all about. I am all about living from that center of myself and seeing in the world about me my reflection. So, I as a candle illuminate not myself, but the world around me. You might say, well, you look at a candle and that candle is very bright. That candle is illuminating itself. No, it's not. If you look and see what the candle is truly doing, it is illuminating all the world around it. The candle is illuminating every circumstance and every being and everything that comes into its awareness. The candle illumines. It lets you read the book. It lets you see the house. It lets you see the world. One candle in a windowsill shining out across the desert reaches miles upon miles upon miles, and you think it's some great searchlight because it is all by itself in the blackness of the night. It illuminates the blackness of the night. It illuminates the way. It is the pathway. Our candle is so beautiful because it is a reflection of the creation that we see. Our light shines on all that is around us, and we say it is good and very good. Our light shines on all the beautiful things in the world. And we look at the beautiful things in the world and we say, wow, they're so fantastic. They're so glorious. That's a lovely new dress you have. That's a lovely attitude you have. What a beautiful body you have. What beautiful eyes you have. How they reflect the blue and the green and the brown and the gray. Oh my, they're just so lovely to look at today. And you are lovely to look at. And I see you only because my light shines on you, illuminating you, giving you the beauty, the magic, the wonder that you are. Now I've turned the music off so that you will just listen to my voice. And you will just hear my voice as the light of the candle reaching out to all the corners of the world, telling everyone that you are beautiful, telling everyone that you are wonderful, telling everyone that your life is full of magic. Your life is being the candle whose only purpose is not to illuminate itself, but to illuminate its creation. And in this illumination of our creation, we see how beautiful it is and how glorious the ideas are that we have in our heart and our mind. And our world is absolutely glorious, absolutely beautiful, absolutely fantastic right now. What candle do you light, and how do you light? Do you keep the wick trimmed of your candle so that you always burn beautiful and bright? Do you keep the candle carved away from the edge so that it always burns beautiful and its light shines everywhere and it's not hid down inside of the burned candle? We have many things to do in taking care of our candle to make sure that it's always being the perfect candle shining out on our creation, illumining our creation in whatever choice they have for themselves, and illumining our creation for whatever direction they want to go. For this is how we live our life, and this is what we live our life doing. For we are the beauty, we are the wonder, we are the magic of the world. And as the beauty and the wonder and the magic of the world is always glorious indeed. We're all looking to be better candles. We're all looking to see the world all the more beautiful and all the more wonderful. And this is what the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California says as it brings you Dial Healing Words. If you would like to make your candle more beautiful, more brilliant, more wonderful, if you would like to have your light shine more gloriously to all the world, illuminating your creation, and you'd like to talk to a practitioner about how to go about doing this, dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And as you talk to the practitioner, tell them that you would like to let your light shine to all the world, and that you'd like to look upon the world and see it in all of its beauty with your light shining and bringing it forth. And the practitioner will say to you, "Oh, you are spectacular. You are wonderful. It is done." And I say to you, thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.